This is Jean McMillan. Today I am interviewing, and I've just blanked, Jeanette Weber. She is going to talk about her time working with the Salisbury Festival when she first came to town, some of her publicity skills that she's used for the Salisbury Forum, the Noble Horizons Auxiliary, the Women's Support Services for Trade Secrets, and the Salisbury Association. Today's date is 11/19/2022. This is File 49, Cycle 4. And here we go. What is your name?
Jeanette Weber.
And what is your birth date?
1/20/40.
And your birthplace?
Chicago, Illinois.
How did you come to the area?
Well, it's interesting.
Of course.
When we decided to have a second home, because we had lived for many years in New Jersey, and our children were off to college, Bob and I were looking around for different places, and we remember that back in the 70s, we used to drive through Salisbury, and our children were little then, and on our way up to Vermont, we would stop at the White Hart, because the Harneys were managers there, and Elise had a country store, I think it was, where the dining room is, and she had penny candy. And so there was a little bribery involved with our children. If they could get their little bags of penny candy and then be good on the rest of the ride up to Vermont. And Bob always said, if I could ever, ever, ever have a home in Salisbury with the beautiful houses, the church spires, the winding roads, the stone walls, and as somebody who grew up in New York City, as he did, this seemed like the dream. So we started looking around here.
When did you buy land?
We bought our land in 1997, and we finished our house, which he helped design, which was wonderful, mm-hmm. in 1998. So then we were weekenders for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And when did you become full-time?
It was 2007. Actually, it was 7 years ago that we sold our home in New Jersey, and we slowly, after we retired, started spending more and more time up here, and that's when I realized we did not know anybody when we moved here or built our home, and I think the one of the best ways to get to meet people and to get to know your community and what it offers is through some volunteering.
Oh, you are so good.
So one of the things that I found is that this community did not have a newcomers club. It did not have a women's club, and it no longer had a garden club. So I wasn't sure how, as a newcomer, how you could start getting involved.
Church.
So I had to be a little creative, and that was where we went to the Congregational Church. And I volunteered to help out with their fall festival. And Lee Collins, who was in charge of it for many years, really suddenly I realized that year, I didn't just serve on a committee. I became his co-chair. And the next year, he made me chair. So I was immediately plunged into volunteering in Salisbury.
That's good. I'm just going to go back for a couple of questions. With the Congregational Church, who was the minister when you came?
That was Dick Tabor, was reverend then.
And what committees were you on?
Primarily, I did publicity, but I served for a number of years on Christian Action, which is the benevolence committee of the church, and working with giving out our donations to so many nonprofits in our town and in the country and even internationally. And that was another way how I got to know a number of our organizations here in town.
Smart. With the chairmanship of the Fall Festival, what were you involved in specifically?
Well, it turned out to be everything.
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm asking.
Because at that time, I was new in town, and what I found, as in many, many communities, Salisbury, to simply put a notice out in a bulletin or send an email, you do not get volunteers. You need to have that personal one-on-one contact. And as a newcomer in town, I didn't know people. So that first year, I ended up being chair. I did the publicity. I was the secretary. I ran the children's games. And I remember making butternut squash soup for over 100 people to sell through the country
kitchen.
Fortunately, by the next year, I had met a lot more people.
And you'd smartened up.
Exactly. We definitely got a lot more other volunteers.
Oh, yeah. If I put in a notice in the paper, even today, for oral history, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
You have to have the connection. Mm-hmm. And if it's somebody that I'm calling cold, I have been given their name, and I'll say, so-and-so recommended that you might be willing to give me an oral history. Yeah. And that works because there's a connection there. Mm-hmm. But to do it cold, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Now, you said to me that a lot of times you got involved in organizations because of your publicity skills. Is
yes.
that how you got involved with the Salisbury Forum?
Yes.
Who asked you?
Nina Mathis.
Oh, okay.
Because I had met her by serving on Noble Horizons Auxiliary.
Okay.
And that I got involved in by just going to one of their holiday fairs and started talking to some and realized that I did have some craft skills. And, of course, I think on one-to-one conversations, all of our organizations are always looking for some new people. So
oh, yes.
I was asked to join the Noble Horizons Auxiliary Board, which I served on for about 8 years, and did publicity for them. Knew Nina, and she's the one who recommended me.
I'm sorry?
I knew
who?
Nina.
Who? All right. Was
Mathis.
Nina the one that got you involved with the auxiliary?
Yeah. No, it was just meeting some of the women there at the holiday fair. But Nina got me involved in the Salisbury Forum, because she had been on the board and had been doing some publicity. And that was a wonderful experience.
And you were on the Salisbury Forum for?
About 9 years. They had term limits for 6 years, and then I officially went off the board, but I continued to do all their publicity and then went back on the board.
Okay, so you actually did a term and a half.
Yes, yes.
When did you actually joined the auxiliary at Nobles?
Oh, I don't know. It was maybe around 2010.
Yeah, that sounds about
around
right.
Somewhere like that.
That sounds about
and
right.
And it was that time when I kind of plunged into a number of organizations. So I, for a couple of years, there was one with another friend here in town. We were on the board of Trade Secrets for Women's Support
Services. We'll get
services.
To that one.
Yes.
We'll get to that one.
I was doing Fall Festival. I was on Noble Horizons mm-hmm. Auxiliary and then joined the forum. And yeah. then I kind of realized at the time you have to start limiting yourself. And that was part of the reason why I started doing a little bit more focusing on my volunteerism.
With the auxiliary, what did you actually work on besides publicity?
Yeah, I did publicity, and I was co-chair for several years for the Festival of Trees, which about 10 years ago was really a big event here.
Oh, it was.
And it was a lot of fun, and it was a great way to meet, I guess it was mostly women who did involved with all the wonderful decorations, and we always had a great gala on the last night.
What are your craft skills? What do you like to do besides make squash soup?
Years ago, I was very involved into sewing in the textile. Actually, my first career in New York City was for a textile company. So into some of the fashion and sewing, a little bit of quilting. And we used to, in New Jersey, we had a little holiday boutique where you would make little gifty items and it would hold in people's homes. And
lovely.
It was fun. It was fun, whether it was costumes for Halloween for our children
mm-hmm.
or...
Oh, yeah, that's important.
New draperies.
Now, with Trade Secrets, how did you get involved with that?
Again, it was one of a friend that I had met here through the church who asked me to be her co-chair. And we were the scrounge committee, which means we were the committee that had to gather materials for other committees and organize them.
Well, that's a lot of work.
It actually was physically quite demanding.
Yes, it would be.
It was, you know, at the time. But it was fun. I think Women's Support Services is one of our outstanding organizations here in town. And
it's not. No, it's a Sharon-based. I mean, that's why I really don't do much on the Women's Support Service, not because it's not a wonderful organization, but I try to stick to Salisbury. But it involves a lot of people.
And
in
I
town.
Believe they're moving to Lakeville.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. When you were involved in trade secrets, was it still up off 41 to the farm?
Yes,
Lion's Head.
Yes, it was.
When I lived up there, it was a working farm. It isn't anymore, but it was a working farm. And I have been to trade secrets. It's a wonderful fundraiser, and it brings in a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Did you do? I know you're on the scrounge committee, but did you do publicity for that as well?
No, I did not.
No.
Nope.
Oh, goodness.
Other than hanging posters.
That's all right.
Which you almost have to do for every committee.
Oh, sure. Why did you get involved in trade secrets? Was it just because of volunteering or was it because of gardening?
A friend that I had made here in town asked me to join her. And I was looking to, as I said, learn more about various organizations and to meet people.
Now, with the Salisbury Association, was it through a friend, or was it because of your history, or a public?
It was through two people who had been very involved in it. One is Kathy Mira, who I continue to co-chair the Fall Festival with through the church, and which is also expanded. I do the publicity for the whole town. And the other one is Donald Ross, who was president of the Forum, and then he became president of the Salisbury Association, and both of them asked me to join the Salisbury Association.
When did you join?
2019.
When did you become president?
Last year in 21. So I 2 years I served on the board, and I was in charge of community events, and then I really established a publicity and public relations committee because I felt strongly that the Salisbury Association is an outstanding organization that started about 120 years ago and always done wonderful, wonderful work here in our town. But they didn't really share too much what they had done. They didn't toot their horn. And I think today we need to tell our community what our various organizations do and how we can benefit the community.
Who asked you to be chair?
Of
the Salisbury Association.
Donald Ross, primarily.
And Chris Brennan
twisted my arm.
I know what that's like. I know what that's like. What is your goal for the Salisbury Association? What do you want to see happen?
What is my goal? There's several.
Good.
Number one is to continue the outstanding work that they do in that we're a unique organization in the New England area in that we are a combination of the Land Trust, Historical Society, and community events. And one of my goals for the Salisbury Association is to be a little more community focused. And what do I mean by that? We have land under ownership, but a lot under easements. But the land that we own, we're now building more hiking trails so the community can enjoy it in the summertime, even in winter, cross-country skiing. We've installed some benches to be able to sit in scenic areas. A project is undergoing right now with the railroad ramble going through town, because we own a number of pieces of property along that. But also working with other groups in town. For example, the Salisbury Association, one of the teachers who's on our land trust, is having his students do an evaluation of the railroad ramble and what is the property along, what are the trees and the sites and the ponds.
Roger McKee?
No, it is Avery Scoville.
Ah, okay.
Exactly. So that's really, you know, that part of it, of opening up and being very community focused.
Good.
The same thing with our historical society of having, once we're dealing with COVID right now, but we would love to be able to, one of the beauties of this community is our wonderful architecture, and to have more programs, maybe a walking tour through town for our community.
Then please remember Lakeville.
Oh, yes. No, when we say Salisbury, Salisbury is all five communities.
Oh, I know, I know. But so often people assume that it's just Salisbury. And when I was working with Lou Burgess on the Holly Williams House guided tours, we did a walking tour of Lakeville.
Yes.
And that had been forgotten over the years.
Yes, no.
I got to put in my bit for
Lakeville.
Oh, yes,
no, no, absolutely. And like with our community events of doing more, like opening up, for example, this year we moved our holiday concert into the community church so that we could space out during these COVID restrictions and offered it free. And we had a as many people as we could possibly have. And again, looking for more ways to be more community-focused.
Okay. Tell me about the 1741 Award.
Yes. That, again, is something that I was instrumental in coming up with, because part of it is I also was the editor of our volunteer handbook, of which is a handbook we published this summer. Actually, Kathy Mira started it originally. Mm-hmm. But Laura Carlson and I put it together, and we published it this summer. And it contains information about almost 50 nonprofit organizations that serve the Salisbury area. And it is a wonderful, wonderful resource for people who might wish to volunteer or to donate to have a better understanding of the communities. That then started evolving what I was thinking about. How can we give greater recognition to organizations? So I was thinking of an award, and I did not want it to be the Salisbury Award. I wanted to come up, and I looked at the weather vane on top of Town Hall, and there is a wonderful illustration with James Clark, who did the design, came up with for our certificate to call it the 1741 Award, because that is the date when the Hartford Council, I believe it was, gave us our charter.
Right.
And so what we do is we plan to each year honor one individual and one nonprofit organization for the service that they are have done for our community.
Who was the individual and what was the organization?
Okay. This year, our first individual was Catherine Chilcote, who is our curator but has been the historian of Salisbury for many, many years and is just one of those wonderful, wonderful people and so talented. And the organization we honored this year was the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service on their 50th anniversary and had an exhibit and a lovely reception.
And you couldn't have picked two better people and organizations.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Before we close, is there anything that you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
Well, I think when I first moved here, not knowing anyone, and I decided what is my best way to get this, because I mentioned to you beforehand, I come from the Midwest, and in my career I spent a lot of time in the southern states and western states, which are a little bit more open and friendly. And New Englanders are wonderful when you get to know them, did not come knocking on our door with brownies.
We're reserved.
And casseroles when we first moved here. And so I think it's through the my volunteering, where I have made many wonderful friends, I have come to even greater appreciate what the community of Salisbury is about. Not only our gorgeous land, our history, our architecture, but the people who are here. They come from all different kinds of backgrounds. They are so talented and can offer so much that it really, really is very enriching, I think, an opportunity to be able to live here. even though it's a little gloomy in the wintertime.
Well, you got to take the bitter with the sweet.
Absolutely.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. It's been wonderful, Jean.